Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Hello, is that Mr. Eddie London?
It is indeed.
How are you, Eddie? It's Marty in Dublin. Good morning to you.
Oh, I was going to say, am I supposed to be seeing you because it's Skype or not seeing you?
No, not seeing me. You're better off not seeing me. No.
Oh, God.
There's no point in risking anything. Better off to keep both of us in the dark. Listen, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, sir.
It's lovely to hear from you this morning. Can I just say, before we even start this morning, it is such a joy to talk to you this morning. I've been a fan of your band for many, many years.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
There's something
much appreciated.
Oh, no, I mean it, because it's funny, because I used to be on a different radio station back in the day, and when China Crisis arrived, with all due respect to everybody else, you brought it up to a different level. You truly did.
Oh, good.
And plus, you're born on the 9th of June, which means you're a Gemini like me, so that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Makes it even better thing. Now, listen, let's talk about this whole event. You're part of a huge crew between Billy Ocean and Tony Hadley and ABC and everything. Have you been part of this idea, this Forever Young Festival? Have you been part of that idea before?
We actually did the first Forever Young Festival that they had in Ireland, yeah.
Right.
So, and then we got invited back.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I think we were playing or doing something somewhere else, and we couldn't make one of them. And then obviously all the COVID thing hit.
Yes.
And that put, you know, a dampener on everything. But they're up and running again now, and we got invited back. And there was a gap in the calendar, so we jumped at the opportunity.
Well, the thing is about yourself and that cohort of yours, Gary Daly, the two of you, you've been touring anyway. You know, you're no strangers to Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely. Constantly all over the world.
Yeah, that's right. One of the things I noticed when I was going through the bits and bobs, you play the Philippines quite a lot. You played there over the years, didn't you?
Yeah, do you know what? It is a kind of funny story, that, because we're like little demigods over there. We're really, really big over there.
Yeah.
But back in the day, the record company never told us. They never, ever told us, because, as you can imagine, in some of these countries, like Middle Eastern countries and Far Eastern countries, and yes, that, the record companies have problems at getting the royalties out of these countries.
Yes.
Right? So they didn't want to let you know that you're actually doing successful and go over promoting, so they'd end up selling more records or whatever, and the record company wouldn't get any money.
That's right.
So it wasn't until we actually finished with the record label that someone got in touch with us and said, by the way, you're really, really, he's a big over there. And we were going, well, why didn't anyone ever tell us?
Isn't that funny? My God.
It's nuts.
Listen, I played Christian earlier on this morning. Do you know what? It still sounds gorgeous.
It's a beautiful song.
Isn't it funny?
Ireland probably helped us for that to become it's in England and that as well, because that was our first real major breakthrough, Christian,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, yeah.
But it was in Ireland that they really adopted it and started playing it a lot more, and, you know, and it really, really helps. You know, it was great.
But
yeah.
China Crisis were a very popular band in Ireland, and as I said, I remember, because, like, I would go back, like, to working with Fire and Steel, we were playing that on the radio, and obviously Flaunt the Imperfection, which was just this monumental piece of work.
It still sounds great today.
It still sounds great.
If you're working with the caliber of like Walter Becken and that Stevie Zan,
yeah,
you know what perfectionists they are,
in just
creating sounds, you know, sounds that sound as fresh today as what when they recorded some of them years and years ago, and he put all that effort into making our records as well. I mean, God, the stories I could tell you about that.
Well, tell me. Why don't you tell me one then? Tell me one, Eddie.
Well,
go on.
For instance, right, okay, you know, you're sitting there in your studio,
yes,
and for the people that don't know, it's like the old record players or radio things, they have a thing called a VU meter.
Yes.
you know, which tells you that the level is going too much. It's going into the reds, and it, if it goes into the reds, it's supposed to like distort or whatever, right? What Walter would do, because engineers would freak out when they seen the, VU meter, you know, start going past where it should be. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? He would get like gaffer tape, and he would tape over the VU meters so the engineer couldn't see them, because he didn't want to. He said, "Music is for the ears, not for the eyes."
Oh, that's funny.
Basically,
right?
And he said, "Sometimes when it gets to that just peak level is where the instrument is sounding its real best."
Right.
You know,
he was a perfectionist.
Yeah, exactly, because he knew that that would freak out the engineer if the engineer seemed it getting a little hot there. So he'd tape over and just go, "Don't worry about that, don't look at it. Just listen to it.
Well, I just want to play You Did Cut Me, which is one of my favourite songs, probably of all time. This is You Did Cut Me from China Crisis, and Eddie London with me this morning. did cut me. There it is, Eddie. That great, great song. How did you end up with Walter Becker from Steely Dan? You co-opted him. You turned him into a member of China Crisis, not just a producer.
Yeah, that was more of fun because he had such an input. You know, we thought he deserved a bigger credit than just being the producer. And how we actually got him, we were on tour with a small band at the time called Simple Minds.
Yes, they're a small act. I'll tell you a good story in a minute, but keep going.
So we were on tour with them in the States, and our label, Virgin Records, never had a label at that time in the USA. What they do, although you signed to the record company here for the world, they would then license you to different record labels in different countries where they never had their label set up.
Yeah.
So we were licensed to Warner Brothers in the States. And we went for a meeting with Warner Brothers. We went for lunch and that with them, and we were touring with Simple Minds. And the head of A&R guy came along and said, well, what are you going to do about your next album? What do you want to do? Who do you want to produce? And all this kind of stuff. Because obviously they were releasing it. So jokingly, I turned around and said, funny enough, I wanted Gary Katz, who produced the Steely Dan albums.
Right.
I said, because I was a massive Steely Dan fan.
Sure.
And, you know, so I turned around and said, we'd like Gary Katz and that. And the guy turned around, unbeknown to me, and said, I think we can do better than that. We've actually got Walter Becker on our books.
Ridiculous.
Right?
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, yeah, you know, great. And then we went away thinking we'll never hear anything again, right, from them.
Sure.
And funny enough, they called us. And they got in touch with Walter, who at the time was living in Hawaii, in Maui. They got in touch with Walter and said, there's this British band, you know, China Crisis, and they'd be keen to know whether you'd be interested in producing them. And he turned around and said, I've got working with Fire and Steel. He said, I love working with Fire and Steel. So he flew. That's bizarre. I mean, I never thought that one of Steely Dan would have one of our albums.
I know.
So then he flew over to meet us in London and that. We met him, we got on famously. And we ended up doing two albums with him.
That's incredible. Because you can hear him. I mean, you already had the sound, but you can hear how he honed it. You can hear how he honed it.
Oh, that's the perfectionist thing that I was telling you.
There's no question about it. Yeah. I mean, again, you can still hear the quality of Black Man Ray on the radio. It still sounds so fresh.
I mean,
fresh.
The records that we made with Walter, the sounds... There's just a difference to them. I mean, for one, Walter is a real firm believer in, although he loved technology and all that as well.
Yes.
So he would use synthesizers, he would use drum machines, but there was always like a real mixture of that and real instruments. So he'd be using real horns to record.
Absolutely, but you had oboes and you had flugelhorns and all sorts on your records.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. We came from the same philosophy ourselves.
But that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what you were.
Right from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because we all, you know why? Because we always thought the song was the most important thing rather than the fashion of it. We
didn't people will be astonished at the fact that Flauntier Perfection, China Crisis album, is 1985. Like,
I know.
That's a long time.
It could have been made yesterday.
It could have been made yesterday. Black Man Ray, here it is. chatting with Eddie London from China Crisis. Eddie, I have news for you. You played in Dublin. You were talking about Simple Minds, the New Gold Dream tour, right? You played in Dublin.
Yes.
You did, yeah. In 1982, in the St. Francis Xavier Hall.
Wow.
Which is a very small venue. And the reason I know that is because I was there.
Oh, excellent.
How mad is that? Because Simple Minds, but China Crisis, again, I make the point, China Crisis was actually a very important band here. And if you look at the charts back in the day when it mattered, you were in the charts an enormous amount of time. And much of that has to be to do with radio play that you got here. And so people knew you. You were a very important band in terms of music in this country, which I'm sure withstands you. I mean, I know there's lots of people who are great at the Forever Young Festival. But quite frankly, I'm just waiting to see you.
Good.
I think that'll be really... Is it just the two of you? Are you going to augment it?
No. We will be... there'll be four of us.
Oh, good.
And we use the other house bands.
All right.
So how it works, yeah. That house bands will play for loads of the bands. You'll see the same house bands all day behind other artists, Tony Hadley, and everyone will be using them.
That's right.
So what you do, basically, we tell the house bands how this works. We tell the house band, we're in contact with them now.
Yeah.
And we tell them what songs we're playing. And we'll send them like chord charts or whatever they may need, to what key it's in and all that kind of stuff, tempos. We give them all the information so we don't, because you don't rehearse with them. The first time you kind of meet them is on the stage.
All right, yeah.
You literally walk on. So they all have them, hopefully, they'll have them all rehearsed.
Yeah.
And we'll go on and just basically 2, 3, 4, and the song starts.
And away you go.
Should start and should end at the same time.
That would be handy. Well, listen, will you give us hit after hit on the day? Will you? Will you be going for the, or will you be playing some new stuff as well?
No, because you know what? We only get 25 minutes.
Oh, right, okay.
You basically, for things like that, because they're so short,
yeah.
You just keep it to the hits.
I suppose you're right. Does that mean you'll be playing Wishful Thinking?
It does indeed.
Ah, good, you see. I knew I could depend on you, a fellow Gemini, and you wouldn't let me down. Listen, I discovered something else about you. I'm just back from the Eurovision in lovely Liverpool.
In my great city.
In your great city. And I discovered that the two of you have played in the Cavern.
Well, we've done the Cavern. We do Christmas shows, and we do two shows in the Cavern. And we've done them every year for about 30 years.
No!
It's our Christmas tradition. We don't even have to book it now. It's constantly in the diary for the Cavern. That then, the Thursday and the Friday before Christmas, the week before Christmas and that,
yeah.
is our days. And we've done that for ever, as long as I can remember.
Well, I'd never been in the Cavern Club in Liverpool before until we were over for the Eurovision. And I went in, there was a girl singing in there. And, like, it was lunchtime. And people were drinking pints and whatever. But it was packed. And it was a fantastic atmosphere. It was...
It's nuts. It's loads of tourists.
Beatles. But it was brilliant. But I'd love to see you there. Can you get us a couple of tickets?
You're more than welcome.
I'd love to see you in that.
It's a great time to come and stay over and shop for your Christmas thing. I mean, I kid you not.
Yeah.
We have people flying in from the States, from Australia, from everywhere coming to see us.
And you're not just singing Christmas stuff. You're doing China Crisis songs, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Don't hear Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to hear Eddie and Gary. No, that sounds like a date. And you could stay around the corner in the Hard Day's Night Hotel.
It's all sorted.
Right, listen, it's been a real pleasure. I've loved talking to you. I'm going to play Wishful Thinking to take us out on this. I look forward to seeing you when you come over, please God, for the Forever Young Festival in Palmerstown House Estate in County Kildare. Eddie London of China Crisis, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you to you and your listeners.
A great pleasure. Keep the faith, and we'll see you soon. God bless.